This is the Refuge Project. This is a place that you can have meaningful conversation and be safe doing it.
Nice. Yep, that's us.
How you doing?
I'm doing good. I have a sore throat.
Do I need to wear a mask?
Nah, I think you'd be all right.
Okay.
It's just a sore throat.
So just as long as we don't share microphones.
As long as you don't get to where you're touching the inside of my throat. I think we'll be okay. I don't know. Right. My voice is going to be a little lower.
All right.
A little more.
Maybe we should
seductive like, today.
You know. Too bad this ain't February.
This is after the 3D Love conference. It's just going to be a little lower, and I might cough a couple times.
Okay. No. Yeah. No worries.
But, you know, I feel good
turn
though.
Turn your head, cough in your elbow.
Yeah. It won't be any more noise than you usually make on a regular episode. That's for sure. So.
When do we start coughing and sneezing in elbows? Do you remember when that changed?
I've been doing that for...
It was pre-COVID, for sure, right?
Definitely. The hand thing never made sense to me because we're still touching.
Yeah.
It didn't make sense. They say cover your mouth.
Yeah, with your hand that you're going to touch everybody with.
Yeah, it didn't make sense.
Yeah.
So I feel like I was doing it. Or I don't know if I started with the elbow, but I would just kind of like look away from everybody.
Yeah.
If I had to sneeze, just go sneeze over there.
Well, I am a, what would you call this? A reckless sneezer.
Oh, man. Because yeah, you're wild.
It comes with force.
Yeah.
Like, you know how those people that can like pinch their nose in like.
Oh, I can't do that. Uh-uh.
My eyeballs would blow out my ears.
Yeah, they already almost do. So you had the force of a sneeze with it?
Dude, I will pop a car door open if the windows are up.
Yeah, no, yours are wild.
So to try to sneeze in your hand mm-hmm. or your elbow, it just leaves so much.
Oh, yeah.
It's not even
See, even
nasty.
The elbow's kind of nasty because you still got your elbow with you all day. Like, it's still on you, right? I can get away with just, like, going off,
yeah, just
I'll
let
just
it go,
go, you know, just, like, away from everybody, just whether it's a sneeze go. Or a cough or whatever, I'll do that. Yeah. But if I'm stuck in next to people, I'll use the elbow.
Yeah. I'm like you. I'd just like to
I'd rather just get away from y'all, cough over there, sneeze over there, whatever.
My grandfather was a germaphobe. Uh-huh. And if you sneezed in the same house.
What's happening?
He wouldn't eat.
New house?
He wouldn't eat.
He wouldn't eat.
Because he said it bounced off that wall and that wall and that wall and then landed right in his plate.
Here's the thing. He's probably not wrong. It's the thing. If you ever look at, like, you ever listen to the germaphobe people and then start look, oh, dude, that sounded nice.
Right.
Sounded refreshing. But if you, like, actually look at how many germs are on everything at all, I mean, it's wild.
I seen a 2020 one time. Well, I seen two 2020s. I got all the sound effects.
Uh-huh.
Well, the first one I seen was a long, long time ago. Uh-huh. And they went out in New York City. And they had $10, $20 bills.
That's cool, too.
Yeah, got that for Christmas.
Nice.
Coffee cup, y'all. He had $10, $20 bills. They just went out and they just traded. You're 20 for my 20. You're 20 for 10 different people. I think 9 out of 10 or 10 out of 10 all came back with cocaine residue on them.
Yeah, dude, it's a dirty world out there.
Come on. Really?
It's wild, dude. That's what I'm saying. Like, they're not wrong when they're like, there's germs everywhere.
And money is, like, the worst.
Definitely.
Because it touches everybody.
Yeah, everybody's like, touching it. Nobody's washing it.
No, nobody. Well, that's illegal.
Yeah. But, so you have to just kind of accept that there's a certain level of germs and stuff I'm
right.
going to touch.
The other,
and you have to also, you know, your body's made for getting
think,
in contact with
I
the
stuff
and getting
rid of it. But I think sometimes we use too much soap.
Oh, yeah, you're on that one.
Too much germ X.
Yeah, supposedly that kind of messes with you.
Yeah.
But then there's those – so the if I understand it right, the people that say that, the idea is
– We're just dirty people.
Well, the idea is – no, the idea is your body naturally makes all this other bacteria or not makes it, but you have these germs in your body that are fighting against these other germs. You know, you have the what's the system called? I'm blanking.
Yeah.
We're both blanking. Mm-hmm.
You're asking me?
I know that the I can't think of the word.
It's the little this little army inside of you that's fighting against.
Why
the
can't
bad
we
stuff.
Think of the? Why can't we think of the word? Whoever's listening is going to be upset. They're anyway,
like yelled at the radio. You anyway, stupid idiots.
Why can't I think of the word? Anyway, the idea. Yeah, so you're always fighting those germs anyway, and the idea is once you start.
Steve Cuellar, you always tell me on Sunday what we can't think of.
It's too late. It's going to be too late. But the idea is you add in soap and stuff. To fight that bacteria for you, and then it makes your body like not fight it off naturally. Right. That's the idea.
Yeah.
Yeah, which there's probably a certain level
of. But it's kind of like the good and bad bacteria in your stomach, right? Uh-huh. You need more of the good bacteria than the bad bacteria. So it's got to be the same way on the outside, too.
Yeah, there's got to be. There's definitely a place in your life for soap. There's definitely a place.
Yeah, Monday, Wednesday, Friday.
But they're probably also not wrong that if you use, like, I don't know, just a ton of Germex or something all day long, that's probably going to have an effect on you.
Yeah, yeah. Second thing I seen in 2020 was going into a public restroom. This one was in New York, too.
This will be
washing your hands, you came out with more germs.
From what, touching the doorknob or what?
Doorknob, handles on the thing.
Oh, yeah.
All the things, then if you would just keep your germs to yourself.
Yeah. My favorite thing about washing your hands after you go to the bathroom is there's this episode on The Office where Dwight's like in charge of the money or something for The Office, and so he starts cutting back on soap in the bathroom, and the girls are complaining. They're like, there's not even soap in the bathroom. We can't wash our hands. And he's like, are you so bad at going to the bathroom that you have to – that you just get it all over your hands every time?
Well, they're a little bit different than we are. You know, we could do things different.
Yeah, well – I think it was in the guy. Anyway, that wasn't the point of the joke. That wasn't it. I just remember the first time I heard that joke, I was like, he's kind of got a point. Like, why are you getting it all over you every time? I think you should wash your hands after you go to the bathroom. But I always thought that
ladies, men's restrooms are gross.
Hey, ladies are disgusting, too. Don't get me started on how gross women are. They're disgusting, dude. You think guys are gross? Women are way nastier. You ever been to a female's apartment, house, room, whatever? Hairs everywhere. Clothes are everywhere. They ain't clean clothes everywhere. You know the female body? Dude, it's always just like excreting stuff. It's disgusting, dude. The females are way nastier than men.
Excreting.
Excreting. Way nastier.
Y'all see, this is where Pastor David pauses.
Guys have like normal nasty. Like we get a little sweaty and you know, you take a shower. Girls are on a whole nother level of nasty, dude.
Really?
They are.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm going to leave that one alone. Are you married?
Yeah. Now my wife is clean. She is clean and I love my wife.
No excruding.
But I'll tell you what, she does leave clothes all over the place. And her long hairs are all over everything, but I leave like my beard hairs everywhere.
Bro, how do women have hair?
I don't know. It's everywhere. I don't know how they got any
it's
hair.
In the shower. It's in the sinks, it's on the floor. Look, I lost that same amount of hair.
Yeah, you just don't have it.
It never came back.
They still have a full long hair. That is a great point.
I want that gene.
Yeah.
Whatever that is.
Their genes are different, too. Yeah, at our house, if you see a hair that's longer than like a centimeter, it's Tara's hair. If you see a short, little, tiny hair, bro, then it's my hair.
The hair will get in your clothes, and you'll go to work, and then you'll pull like this long hair out. You're just like, where did this come from?
Bro, I get them in my beard. At some point, I'll scratch my face, and then I'll go, what? And I'll pull this long thing out. And I go,
2 foot hair out.
See, how did Tara's hair get stuck in my chin? When did that happen? That's just been there all day?
We don't want to know.
It's just there. When did that happen?
I don't know. It's ridiculous.
How long has that been there?
Ladies, we love you. We couldn't do it without you.
I'll tell you what, also, you know, at my job, the guy's bathroom is relatively clean. Sometimes it smells because it's a bathroom. The girl's bathroom always smells disgusting.
Really?
Always. It's the nasty smell. You don't even have to go in the bathroom. You just walk next to the door. You get a big whiff of that.
But there's not pee where you have to walk, is there?
I don't know. I don't go in there.
I mean, that's the most disgusting thing, is having to stand and pee to use the restroom.
Yeah, you don't want to do that. You just choose a different toilet.
But they're all like that. You have to stand 4 feet back, and then you're part of the problem.
Yeah, because you... Yeah, depending on the bathroom you go, I'm embracing that there's pee everywhere. Maybe some of mine's there.
Listen, I know we haven't done this in a couple weeks, but I don't know where we're going.
I'm just saying people are gross. That's what I'm saying. Everybody's nasty.
Everybody is
nasty. What did we say? No soap or yes soap? Is that where we ended?
4 times a week.
Everybody's disgusting. You need 4 times a week you're using
at
soap.
At least, you know, minimum.
But you know the people that like lean way too hard in that? Like there's this one dude, I forget who he is, but he's...
They have dreads.
Some of them do have dreads. There's this one guy I'm thinking of. I wish I remember his name. But he goes around. He has like a farm or something. So every day he's like picking up manure with his hands.
Oh, yeah.
And that kind of stuff.
He's like no-soaper.
Yeah, he's a no-soaper. He's like, yeah, no, this is really good for me. And I don't get sick because I'm exposed to all these... Mm-hmm. It seems like that's a little much.
I don't know, but, you know, back in the day...
Or those people that don't use deodorant ever because they're like... You know what I mean?
We had this guy.
That's a whole thing, too.
At this job I used to work at, and he had to actually bring a religious exception.
To not use soap?
To not use deodorant. Mm. Because it was so horrific. Mm. People were complaining.
And he was saying, what was, tell me his.
He said his whatever his religious was, they wasn't can't supposed use deodorant. To. Yeah, can't use deodorant, certain kind of like chemicals and stuff on their body.
No deodorant.
Oh, and it was
he couldn't.
horrific. We ended up having to like create a position.
What for was him. His religion?
He was like a Rasta dude or something, like something like that.
Dreads. Yeah, the dreads.
I mean, nothing against Rastas. I've been around lots of Rastas, and they use deodorant. I don't know what
this is. One of them fundamentalist Rasta.
Yeah.
I don't know.
You know, we have this.
I didn't know that was a thing in that. In that world.
I'm not for sure. I'm not like hip on the whole world. You know.
Yeah.
But this guy, I was hip on him because I was having it. Like he reported directly to me, and I was having to go through this, and it was one of the most uncomfortable like discussions you would have to have with people. You know, like look, bro.
Hey, bro, you smell. What are we gonna do?
And he was just like, hey, you know, so I'm like, you're gonna have to give me like. Some kind of documentation from your pastor or something, you know? For real. That's what the HR was telling me. It was tough.
I trained this dude a few months ago, and he had really bad breath.
Mm.
And so it was like, you know, I'd be training him. He's following me as we're serving tables and stuff. And every time he'd look at me to say something, you'd get a big whiff of it. And it was bad. And so I was going to say something to him. Because, you know, we're serving food. Like, you can't just stink. But
some
every
people
time.
Have, like, an issue with that. Like,
yeah.
Like,
but it was definitely just his breath. And so, but every time I didn't want to make a whole big thing and, like, embarrass him in front of a bunch of people. So I was just going to tell him, like, without other people around. But every time I'd get to where I was about to say something to him, some other people would walk up and get in the way. And so I ended up not saying anything that whole night because then, like, I forgot and got busy and. So I never said anything to him. And then that was like a couple months ago. And then now, but it went away. So I was like, you know, maybe he just had a bad day, had a bad breath day. But then a couple months later, he's stinking again. And somebody came up to me and was saying something about like, yo, so-and-so stinks. And I remembered the bad breath thing. And I said, oh, yeah, before it was bad. They were like, no, it's not bad breath. It's just B.O. Like, he just smells this now. I said, oh, well, before he smelled, it was just his breath. Now you're saying it's everything. So it was like a thing. Like, everybody knew so-and-so stinks and smells bad. And I said, man, I was going to say something to him, too. And I got distracted, and I didn't get to do it. So he just stinks now. And but it's not all the time. It's like every now and then. He'll just come in, and it's – I don't know if he just didn't shower or what. Mm. But –
That's wild.
When it's bad, it's bad.
Yeah.
But it's not constant enough to where somebody has said anything to him yet.
I have a feeling that this, depending on what you title this podcast, but we had a spike in listeners and downloads when you titled it Just a Couple Guys with Sore Butts.
What We were talking about having sore butts, weren't we?
I don't even remember.
I thought
remember.
That was a good title.
I don't even remember what
we were. I'm pretty sure we did. You said you'd just done some workout or something. Oh. You had them glutes of sore, and yeah, I was like, yo, me too. And I think we said that sentence, so I said, that's a good title. That's the name.
There was a spike in listeners.
Why are you people clicking on that one? What's going on?
This is a couple guys with bad breath.
This is no, my breath is good. We're not.
My good.
We're both good. We're fresh and clean. We use just the right amount of soap. Not too much, not too little. We're good.
We are good.
Yeah.
So hey,
well, you gonna summarize whatever we do?
Christmas. Easter's coming up.
That's true. Easter is coming up.
A couple days. We had a good Sunday this past Sunday for Palm Sunday.
Right. You preached.
I preached. Didn't know you was going to be there. Looked over there. There you are. Looking at me, smiling.
Yeah, that was a weird Sunday because I had to go pick up Ben and Haley because they went on their honeymoon. So the Sunday before last, I dropped them off in Galveston. They took a week-long cruise. And so then this Sunday, I had to go pick them up because somebody got to pick them up. And anyway, it ended up being me. Yeah. But, you know, you got to get off the boat at like 8 something, 9 in the morning, whatever. And so I just came in. I set everything up. And I said, I got to go. And so I was like, hopefully it should all be pretty close. Hopefully the service will run. I don't even know how the first service went. Did it go?
I guess.
Yeah. Hope it went okay.
I think there was one hiccup for the communion mic in the first service. The green
mic Luke told me. I turned on all the mics except for that one.
Yeah, you got to find some way to get that on the first page.
Yeah, I shouldn't have even brought it up there. But yeah, but I did that, and then I didn't know if I was going to be back for the second service.
That's what you told me. So I was like, he ain't going to make it back.
Yeah, I just didn't know. But I ended up getting back. Oh, but then my sister tells me her kids are getting baptized after the second
service.
Oh,
that's what it was.
I was like, okay, well, I got to go see the kids get baptized.
Yeah, that was good.
So, and I made it back in time. So I came back, yeah, sat out there.
It was good. We had a good service, a good, good altar call. People came down there, got saved and things. So, yeah, it was good.
It was good.
And then we got Easter Sunday that's coming this week, and we're excited about that.
One service,
10 a.m.,
That's me. That's you.
And so we're going to be doing that thing, Easter egg hunt on Saturday.
That's right.
So that's going to be good.
How many eggs?
25,000.
No big deal. Just a casual 25. Cool 25.
That's it.
I like it.
Yep. All right. Well, let's jump right into
Culture Corner.
Waiting for Luke to hop in on here. Luke, where you at?
Come on, Luke.
Luke's going back and listening to some of the oldies but goodies.
He the one that's clicking on the butt episode?
Probably.
That's probably him.
He came up with a good one. He said, why don't y'all talk about the Gen Z Bible?
Yeah.
For the Culture Corner.
And he said, you got to remember. You got to do it.
You got to do it. So we want to talk about. So, you know, there's been different interpretations of Bibles over the years.
Translations.
We go. This is more of an interpretation.
Yeah. It's a little wide.
We all know if it ain't King James, it ain't the Bible.
It ain't the Bible.
I mean, and then
preach it now.
You know, and then if you're like, you know, 40 to 50 right now, the new King James might, if you get an opinion.
Can you imagine if we were like the Jews, where like all of our Bibles had to be in Old Hebrew, and like we all had to learn? Can you imagine?
That'd be terrible.
I mean,
because I
would it?
For me? I haven't even got English yet.
That's true. It would definitely be a lot more work.
Hey, just think about this. Yeah, I mean, people, y'all, a podcast land out there, y'all know I can't talk. And they let me preach.
It's true. It's true. Hey, but it went good.
Yeah, everybody knows when I mess up. I said unite instead of untie.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, no big deal.
That's pretty close, though.
Yeah, I mean, same thing.
It's not. compact. One's bringing things together. The other is separating them. It's
no big deal.
I guess it's actually the exact opposite of each other. To no un- big deal.
No big deal.
What is and the I definition of untie? Is to ununite. Yeah. So, but.
And you know, going over that message 30 times.
Yeah.
Never said unite. Oh. On the stage, lights are on, uh-huh. Unite.
Yeah.
I don't know. It is what it is.
You know, we've had worse hiccups
oh, yeah.
up there than yeah. unite.
Oh, okay, okay. Okay. Listen.
Yeah, we've had a hey, few this worse is the, ones.
Okay, just for all my friends out there in podcast land, okay?
Okay, go tell them.
This is the joke. I made a joke about the duh disciples, right? Did you hear that? Oh, yeah.
And guess who was laughing the hardest?
Who's that?
I don't even know how to say it. The people that laugh hard and make a lot of noise.
Our special friends?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Those are the ones that laugh the hardest.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay. But what is a donkey?
It's a combination of a horse and a mule? What is it?
A mule and something, right?
Is a mule and a regular horse?
It's something like that.
The male and female matters.
Right.
I don't
right,
remember
right.
which one's which.
So I wanted to make the joke. That was a half-ass idea.
No, you couldn't do it. You can't do it. You can't do it. You can't do it. You can't do it. That's
but, am I wrong?
You're not wrong.
I'm not wrong.
That's pretty funny. I kind of feel like my grandpa would almost make that joke.
He can. I can't.
Yeah, he could do it.
I can do it here, but I can't do it up there.
You're super old, but you're not quite old.
I'm not
enough
old enough. I'm
He's
not
got
old
you
enough.
Beat on that.
Yeah, I'm not old enough to.
No,
get
that's like
that.
An Andrew Willis joke. That's something.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, and he would do it. Like real aggressive.
Dude. Yeah, 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 yeah. Right in your face, like ah. Yeah, yeah. I wanted to say to them, like I'm gonna hear all week, people.
I kind of wish you would have done it, just because I.
Dude, really. My wife would have been so mad.
Well, that's what I'm saying. It would have been fun to watch the fallout.
Oh.
I had this conversation with somebody at work the other day.
Oh
I was,
man,
I was egging on some dude, confrontation. Like, I like that.
27% of the people would have thought it was hilarious.
27. That's a pretty good estimation, honestly. Yeah, 27% is pretty good.
Everybody else, I would have never
the
got
73.
To preach it. No, the
yeah.
I don't even think I would have finished the message. They would have run me out of town.
You think so? I don't know if they'd run you out of town.
The redcoats would come up there with the hook.
Oh yeah, they would have escorted you.
Yeah. Right. With the what was that from the comedy place where they bring the hook out?
Oh, I don't know.
The Apollo.
Welcome
to the Apollo. You don't know about that?
I don't think so.
Oh, dude. It was like these. It's kind of like Kill Tony.
Uh-huh.
And they run these comedians out there. But when they suck, they have this hook that comes out.
It
with
just pulls them out.
With this clown. And just like. Ah,
I like that.
Yeah.
That's good. I like yeah, that. Yeah, yeah that would have happened to you. They would have pulled you out. For sure.
All the redcoats came in there. Right. He said ass.
And we would have had to been like, well.
Yeah, yeah. He did. It was funny. But as funny as this.
Hey, we get it. We get it.
Anyways.
But the Gen Z Bible.
Gen Z Bible.
They're saying wild stuff.
Wow.
Like that.
Now, the question is, before we like read a couple examples, is this just another interpretation?
Mm-hmm.
Is it another
translation?
Or is it just straight up?
Sacrilegious.
Sacrilegious no from respect. The devil, no respect for church. Yeah. Or is it just a tool for a generation?
That's the question.
That's the question.
I think, well, first off, I don't think they've actually translated the entire Bible.
Like, no, I think it's just like a gospel or something like that.
Yeah, a few verses here and there, maybe a whole book. I don't know.
Yeah.
Definitely, I'm 95% sure they haven't translated the entire Bible. So it's not really.
No, it's just a thin paperback.
It seems like much more of a just like a silly thing that they did because they thought it was kind of funny.
But I think it could be used as a tool.
You think so?
I mean, I wouldn't preach from it.
You wouldn't say, all right, let's open up to Matthew.
Yeah. If you got your Gen Z Bible, take it out. We're opening it up to page 14.
You don't. You say, if you got your Bible, open it up here. I'm going to be reading from the Gen Z translation so you can follow along.
No, I don't think I would do that. But if I was a youth pastor,
yeah,
without thinking this through, okay, without praying about it or any of that stuff.
I like that you're acknowledging up front. I wouldn't have thought it through.
No, I would have.
I would have just done it.
No, I would. If I was youth pastor, I would have like thought it through. But as of right now, I haven't thought this through. But I think it could be a tool.
Yeah.
To get like kids' attention. Like, this is what the Bible
would definitely get some people's attention.
Right. And that's
But you'd have to go back and reread the regular versions.
I think you'd read the regular version first, and then you would read this.
Or no, I think you'd read the Gen Z version first. Let them giggle, and then say, all right, this is what we're actually saying here.
Because
otherwise you'd go back and forth.
As a communicator, like half of the issue is to get them like locked in.
Yeah, that's why you go Gen Z first.
Yeah.
So why don't we give them some examples?
Yeah. Okay, let's give them some examples.
So this is John 3:16. So here is a regular translation of John 3:16. For God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. This is the Gen Z version. God thought the world was so fire, he ghosted his literal son so that all his hashtag followers would low-key live forever. So that's what we're doing here. Let me give you another example.
Wait, there's this comedian on TikTok.
Yeah. Let's hear it.
He says, they keep telling me to follow Jesus. He goes, but what? Like, where do I follow him? I ain't found him out there nowhere. I haven't found him on Twitter.
That's pretty good.
How can I follow him if he ain't out there?
That's pretty good. That's a good one. That's a good bit. This is Genesis 1:3. And God said, let there be light, and there was light. The Gen Z version says, and God was like, it's lit, fam, and it was lit, fam. Fire emojis. There's also emojis now in this Bible. Fire emojis. It's lit, fam. Should we do another one?
I'm so glad my kids don't talk like this.
Oh, they do. I bet you, as soon as they get to school,
I don't.
What's up, fam? Yo, it's lit. Yo, math class was.
Whoa, I'm not saying that Noah don't. Noah's probably my closest one. But the rest of my kids are close to your age. So
Let's give them another one.
But I like the word pause. They're like, pause. I like that because I actually like.
You know what? All this new slang, there's always new slang happening, right?
Yeah.
And I'd say probably 90% of whatever the hip slang is at the time is nonsense. But there is usually a word or two here and there where you go, that's pretty good.
Pause is good.
Because it'll carry over. Like a decade later, people will still be saying.
Like groovy's still not around. That was groovy, man.
Well, it's much more specific. I might say it if I'm talking about a song that has a specific feel. I might say it's got a real groove, you know. Yeah,
but not as.
But like, it's not as common as. Not,
groovy would be like
tight.
You know, that was tight. That was groovy. That was sick. That was.
Yeah. I'll still use some of those, but way more selective and for specific reasons. Mm. You know, if I'm going to say something's tight, like it's got.
That's almost a music term again.
That's true.
Always play that really tight.
It was really tight, loose. Yeah. But if I'm going to use tight as replacement for cool, it's got to be.
Yeah, it's got to be. It's got to be in pocket.
It's there. We go. You're doing it again.
I did it.
So here's another one. John 4:8. Whoever does not know God. Oh, I'm sorry. Whoever does not love does not know God, because God is love.
I haven't heard these yet.
Keeping it 100, if you don't love God, you don't know God. Don't at me. God is love. God is life. Life spelled LYFE.
Of course.
Anyway, I think you guys. Oh, this one. That's funny. This one just has nothing but hashtags. That's actually pretty funny. Let's read this one. I didn't read all of these, so I hope they're. This is Corinthians 13:4. Love is patient. Love is kind.
Okay.
It does not envy. It does not boast. It is not proud. So here goes. It says, love slays. Hashtag love, hashtag slays, hashtag slay, hashtag love slays, hashtag yes, God, hashtag insta God, hashtag faithfluencer, hashtag sinners.
Faithfluencer?
Hashtag burn in hell sinners, hashtag I love God, hashtag I love Jesus, hashtag body of Christ, hashtag amen. I don't know if that translation might be a little.
Fluencer. Faithfluencer. There's something wrong with that.
I think, that interpretation might have been a little too loose.
All right, read the one that I sent you, and then we'll move on.
Let me pull it up. Let's see. Yours says...
This is the one that I read the very first time, and it was out there.
Okay, so it says, oh, man.
It doesn't have the original verse.
Some of your stuff got cut off.
Oh, really?
Yeah, there's a couple of the words that are cut off. Yeah, I got it.
Oh, sure did.
Oh, man, that's too bad. I mean, I got most of it, but I'm going to miss a couple words, and it might not make sense.
Yeah, I don't even know if I have it still pulled up. No, I don't. No, that was too bad.
Basically, it refers to God as the top G.
The top G.
Which is kind of fun.
What do they say about Mary? Mary was a simpin'.
It says she was a pick-up girl for God.
She was a pick-me-up girl for God.
Pick-me-up girl for God. That's... It's wild.
Okay.
The Gen Z Bible.
That one right
wild.
There.
That's a wild.
I'm sacrilegious.
Not yeah, definitely. Definitely. Well, see, look, now on that other list of verses I was reading from, so that, now they start kind of throwing some swear words in.
Ooh.
Yeah. Which it seems like you would like some of these.
No. I was talking about a donkey.
Like it uses one of these ones. Where'd it go?
Hashtag donkey.
No, one of these ones. It says it uses the AF acronym.
What?
Yeah, I don't want to say it on here because it's a bit much.
No, don't do that. We'll get canceled.
Anyway, so yeah, so they start doing. I guess these just get a little more revved up if I keep going down the list.
Yeah. Don't do.
But
that.
Yeah, so I mean, you know.
And when you start doing that stuff, it's definitely sacrilegious.
Faux show.
But I think it could be used as a tool if somebody did it right.
Yeah.
You know, and then it's like if like a real Christian did it. Uh-huh. You know, like one of those Christians that taught at Bible college.
One of those. You think those are the real ones?
Yeah, those are the real ones.
Those are the realists?
Yeah.
I don't know, man. I've seen a lot of them flip.
Yeah, what was the
pretty easy.
What was the dude that, what was that, the big Bible college that everybody was going to for a while? I think they still do, but.
You're talking about IBC?
Yeah. No. The big one. It's like, even like secular kids and stuff would go to it.
Oh, just like something Christian Academy?
Or... Yeah. But it was huge. And the dad did it for so long, and then the son took it over, and then he got caught like out drinking. And.
Oh, yeah. We talked about it.
Yeah, we talked about it.
I can't remember the name of the place.
Can't remember either.
Yeah, well,
not him.
It gets weird though, because once you start making the religion like curriculum, and it gets weird because it's not just like your life anymore. It's not like you're. It moves away from I have this personal relationship with God to like I'm just taking these classes,
like Baylor. Like you have to take some. Not even in Baylor. You just have to take religious. Mm-hmm.
It turns into more like what's the right word? Like, you're just, like, checking these boxes, kind of like...
Yeah, it's like taking an elective.
Yeah, it gets weird, where it's much less personal and real.
But that's like a college, not a Bible college. It's like Christian college, not a Bible college. Mm-hmm. That's the difference. Yeah. A Bible college, you go there to learn the Bible.
Yeah. But it's true in any religion. Like, it could be... Like, the Jews are kind of like this, where you're going to be... If you're going to grow up as a Jew, you got to mm-hmm. check all these boxes. Once you turn this old, you do this, and then you turn this old, you do that.
Yeah.
And you see a lot of the Jews not be Jewish anymore, or practicing Jew,
right.
Like, whatever you'd call it.
They cut the sideburns.
Because it turns into more of just like this.
At the 18, they're like, cut the sideburns. They're like, we're not doing this anymore.
They clip it. Ugh. But you know what I mean? It turns into this different, like, not a personal relationship with God. It turns into this different.
It's
like,
religion, right?
Yeah.
It's religion.
And then they reject that. And you see that in all sorts of faiths.
Yeah. You know what's wild? Is the not the Mormons?
They're pretty wild. They do some wild stuff, dude.
He said they're pretty wild.
They're pretty wild, dude. I just watched not too long ago that about cult leaders, and it was talking about I forget his name, but the Mormon one.
Oh yeah, yeah. He was wild for sure.
He was wild. He like took them off to this ranch, built this whole thing. They're still going, dude.
The ones that don't do electricity.
The Amish.
Amish.
Yeah, they're pretty wild.
Like escaping the Amish.
Yeah.
All of those TV shows and stuff that these dudes are like, they find Twitter for the first time. They're like, we're never going back.
Which is crazy. Right. Who wants
they see cops for the first time on TV, like, oh my gosh, we're never going back.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then they find themselves like strung out on drugs and like crawling back to their dad or whatever. We don't want electricity ever again.
Yeah. It's not good. Not a good system.
No.
Not a good system.
The Amish might be the way to go.
You think so?
I mean,
you just described that a lot of them said, I ain't ever going back.
But they have it so simple, and it's the way it should be.
Is it the way it should be?
I mean, you have or you have Pornhub.
You know what I mean? It seems like a big jump you just took there. If you have electricity.
But we give our kids these pocket computers, and then we tell them, good luck.
That's true.
You know what I mean?
That's true.
They don't have that problem.
Couldn't you have like air conditioning and not have?
Okay, now we're talking about air conditioning. You bring up a good point.
You know what I mean? Could we have running water and? Or actually, how did they do the water? They just don't have
well,
it.
It's a well, the hand pump.
Yeah, they got to pump it all. So they kind of have running water.
But if you want to build a house, they'll build a house in a weekend, bro.
Yeah.
Like the whole village or the whatever they call themselves.
Community?
Community. The whole community come out and put a whole barn up in a Friday night.
I like that.
You know?
I like that a lot.
I think there's value to that.
There is. But I think like with anything, you lean a little too hard one way.
Yeah.
You get just like the soap thing. You lean a little too hard. I ain't ever using soap ever again. Yeah. It's probably not.
Find yourself picking up Commodore.
Yeah.
Stuff like that. Yeah.
That's doesn't seem like the best.
But you know, I did watch one of those shows where like, you know, they don't have what do they call it again?
I don't know.
The people with no electricity?
Oh, Amish.
Amish. One of the shows is like the Amish gangsters or whatever.
Dude, isn't that hilarious that there's always, whatever the group is, there's always a group within that group.
Yeah.
That's like
we're gangsters. Yeah. But we ain't using electricity.
Yeah. We're going to break all the rules, except we're going to follow these rules.
Yeah, we're going to follow these. But we are the enforcers in town. You know, they're like the police in their community. Somebody needs to talk to?
Yeah, we'll go talk to them.
They send the Amish gangsters.
Talk to them.
Yeah.
We're going to go give them a talk into.
Break a knee. You know what I mean?
So silly. It's so ridiculous.
I thought that was crazy. They had those guys, and they had the guys that were like gamblers.
Yeah.
You know, they would all meet up, and they would gamble their paycheck away or whatever.
I don't know why this reminded me, but you heard about barbecue over in Haiti.
What?
You ain't heard about barbecue in Haiti right now?
No, I haven't heard about barbecue. What's going on?
Barbecue is a guy in Haiti right now.
Okay.
He's like some kind of gang leader over there. And okay. He's taken over Haiti.
Really?
And he's in the news right now because, let's see, probably a week and a half or so ago, he just put up some video of him eating this guy's leg.
Is that why they call him barbecue?
They call him, I think so. He like took out some leader somewhere and he's like, I'm barbecue, I'm in charge now. And he's like,
he ate the old leader?
Yeah, he's like eating, it's either his arm or his leg. He's like eating it on camera, being like, yo, I'm in charge now.
Wow.
That's barbecue from Haiti.
Like barbecue? Or
I don't know how they spell it.
Or how they spell
that's it. Did they spell it out or did they just use the acronym?
The B-A-R.
I don't know if they did that. I don't know if he's using acronyms or if he's spelling the whole thing out. I imagine as a gang leader from Haiti, he probably just used the acronym.
I couldn't see that.
I probably didn't
finish school.
He probably doesn't know how to spell barbecue. Maybe he does. I don't know. He's
like, I'm down with the BBQ.
Yeah. Yeah, so things in Haiti getting pretty wild, too.
Speaking of things, Speaking of current news.
Okay.
Did you see last night this container ship ran into the main like bridge in Baltimore?
Like a cargo ship?
A cargo ship.
Okay.
Carrying the big, you know, cubes of cargo.
Yeah.
Containers.
Oh yeah. Shipping containers.
Shipping containers. It would be like a cargo ship coming through the ship channel and knocking down the ship channel bridge.
So it ran in like on, it just ran into a bridge on accident? What?
And the whole bridge collapsed into the water. Woo. Cars going across it.
Oh, I did not see this.
Yeah, yeah.
In Baltimore?
In Baltimore.
Wow.
Yeah. So it was like shutting the city down and split the shit city in half.
Yeah, that'll happen. That bridges are important.
Bridges are important. Are.
That's what I got to say.
But about you know that. What? The guys with no electricity,
they're not worried about it.
Nah,
you don't think so? Nah, they didn't need to get that out of the side of the city anyway. They weren't taking that bridge.
Nope, their community's over here.
That's true. See, but they got their own problems. You said they
They got gangsters.
They got the own gangsters they got their running around.
Gang problems. Gang running wild in their community.
There's always a gang.
I don't know.
Anyway, yeah, barbecue. He's
where is this podcast going? We started out with dirty restrooms. And then
look, we're tackling all the important issues.
The gang
of the
problems in
Haiti.
That was barbecue.
Yeah, Haiti.
Haiti.
Oh, you were running. Yeah, we did talk about gangs.
Keep wanting to say Amish. Yeah,
Amish is correct.
Yeah, Amish. I was keep wanting to say Mormon.
No,
but I'm sure they got their own
different game. Wild.
I'm sure they got their own gangs.
They do
the Mormonship. Speaking of Mormons, there was this guy. I'm pretty sure he's going to hell. he was a Mormon and he had his Bible.
Yeah,
and he was a drug dealer and he had the inside of the Bible cut out. And he was going to all the Mormon dads would be going to work and he was like taking pills to the wives and there was like this big deal about. The Mormon community, their wives are addicted to pills and stuff.
Yeah, then that's a big thing.
Yep.
A lot of them.
I'm sure it's not just the Mormon community, but a lot of.
Just people in America in general. Everybody's addicted to pills, man. It's crazy. Depending on what sect of the religion you're in. Same thing in Christianity, too. Some of them, they won't let you go take pills for stuff. Like when I was watching that thing about the cult leader in the Mormons, which I cannot think of his name. He's like one of the most famous cult leaders.
John.
I don't know.
John something.
Is it John?
Mm-hmm. Pretty sure. Matthew Mark or
Luke or anyway, one of the ladies that was like complaining about his leadership and stuff was she has like clinical depression. Like she's got the chemical imbalance stuff and all. And they're like, no, you can't take pills. You just got to pray about it. And that was the whole thing with her. So there's lots of people like that too. We have the, what do they call them? Like the scientific Christian sciences in the
Joseph Smith.
Joseph Smith is like the guy that wrote the Mormon Bible.
So Russell Nelson?
No. Let me see. Just say Mormon cult leader.
Well, that's I didn't put cult.
Cult leader. You'll see his face, and then you'll see. It's the famous picture is him with like everybody's wives, and he's just like taking everybody's wives and all the kids.
Warren Steed Jeffs.
Warren. Let me see that face. That's the guy.
Okay.
Warren Jeffs. That's the guy. Yep.
I don't know about this guy.
You don't know about this guy, dude?
Dude is way too ugly to be having all the wives.
Yeah, so this guy, his whole thing was he just, because in Mormonism,
they like all the women.
If you're like a fundamentalist Mormonism, they believe in polygamy.
You know, there's a whole like.
He just took everybody's wives.
In Mexico, there's a whole like gringo area in Mexico that are all Mormons that are fundamentalists that have a bunch of wives.
Makes sense.
Yeah. Because I guess at one time they all settled down into Mexico.
Well, polygamy is illegal in most
places.
That's
what it was.
So that's why a lot of them were up in Utah.
Utah and Mexico, and they went down there to get their freedom for that.
So his problem, this guy's problem, the reason it's – what's crazy is a lot of these cult leaders, what's crazy is like the reason they end up eventually getting shut down. You're like, really? That's what you got? So his whole problem was – so he's taking everybody's wives, right? He's sitting there
took that.
Like that's he convinces everybody. Actually, you should be yeah. married to me. Actually, so all and he's got this community of like a few thousand.
Does he claim to be like the
yeah? Because he's
Godhead.
Yeah, basically, he's basically claiming to be like their version of the Pope. Mm. You know, God's I don't remember if he calls himself a prophet or what, but you know, basically, his word is equivalent to God's word. God told him.
This says,
and so
Warren Jeffs, born December 3rd, 1955, is an American religious cult leader and felon.
And a felon, yes. And so he...
convicted of several sex crimes.
Uh-huh. Well, so what he gets convicted
some
of...
Some of them with children.
Yeah, this is what... So he's taking everybody's wives, but then all the dudes that are just below him in leadership positions, whatever they call them, he's like, because he they
ugly ones.
Well, no, they assign the girls to the guys. So once you become a woman, whatever that means, they just basically deem it upon you. Then they assign you a husband. So there's no, oh, I like this person, let's get married. It's, hey, I'm going to assign, you know, it's arranged marriages. But so he would arrange marriages for like 15-year-old girls. And so that was what got him. Because he's doing all this crazy stuff anyway, but everybody's legal adults. And so as far as the law is concerned, they're like, I don't know, if you want to be part of a cult, you can be part of a cult. But then he starts like – what he gets convicted of is I think he arranges a marriage of like a 16-year-old or something. Mm. And so to me, what the crazy thing to me about –
But were the parents there?
The parents are good Mormons. They believe in him.
Well, see, that, I mean, I know for the child itself, that's terrible.
Yeah.
But for the parents, they...
It's an honor to be connected with whoever or whatever. But anyway, this is what I'm saying is crazy. Well, the whole thing's crazy.
All of it's crazy.
But what's crazy is, like, you couldn't... Like, if he had just waited, like, 2 years...
Yeah.
They could... Everything would still be going.
Yeah.
Now you couldn't just wait till she was 18 to arrange her here, and, like, you'd still have everybody's wives. You'd still... You know what I mean?
I wonder if they got their... Like their nonprofit taken away from them because of it.
Oh, I don't know. But this guy, he's also, at some point, he's just like traveling around, going to strip clubs and stuff, which is like, what?
So this is not the Latter-day Saints guy. This is the fundamentalist side of it. This is not the actual, the big.
Yeah, they're like a break off of.
Yeah, okay.
They still believe all the Mormonism stuff, but they're like more hardcore fundamentalists. So it turns out most Mormons actually don't practice the polygamy thing. And I don't know what their ideology is that like justifies that. But these people, they say, no, no, no.
Oh, so Warren Jeffs, he's in control of the FLDS, a fundamentalist
Latter-day Saints.
Yeah. So the LDS is kind of like the,
although I think he's in, I don't even know if he's still alive or if he's in jail. Can't remember. Because this all went down.
His health has declined, and his son, Warren Jeffs, slowly took control of the FLDS.
So it's still going on. It's a crazy thing. But yeah, but the thing was
he died in 2002.
The Warren Jeffs did?
Yeah, the senior, I guess. Yeah, Warren.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, that was my thing. Is like, because they, if you watch the doc or just, you know, there's tons of things.
So Warren's Jeff, I mean, he's following his dad's footsteps. Uh-huh. Okay.
Yeah, because he was a son of a guy that was, like, in charge of the church.
Yeah. So the new guy that took over for his dad, his youngest wife is 12.
Mm. That's what I'm saying. They just get, they get real young about it and real weird about it.
And, wow. So this is all happening in Texas.
And it's still going. Yeah, they moved to some...
El Dorado, Texas.
They just bought some ranch and just built their own church. And they just, like, run this town in Texas.
You know, the bad thing about it is that these things have to exist in America for you and I to have a Christian church.
Yeah, you have to be... It's weird because...
It's either all
you
or
have
nothing.
To give people the freedom of religion. Like, you can't tell... You know, so there's this weird, like, you got to be able to let people do what they want. But then at some point, it'll get... You know, somebody will take advantage of that and take control of people.
And this is when the government moves in and then we all have
But the government can only move in so much... Because you go, well, this person's 30 years old. They can make the decision to follow this person if they yeah. want, you know. Like, did you watch that whole Mother God cult one? Did you watch that one? That was a big one.
Which like one
a
was
few,
that?
A few months ago. Well, where this lady, she claims to be God, and she gets...
And she, I had a hard time with the whole female God thing.
Yeah, well, believe it or not, I think if even if this person was a male, still probably wasn't God. But she, dude, she's wild. It's great. She gets a following of, she has like 12 or 15 people that follow her.
Is this the chick with the big, the beehive hair?
No, that's a different lady.
That lady was crazy too.
That lady, what was her name, man? She had a place in like Tennessee or
yeah,
somewhere.
Yeah.
Hers was... if you watch that whole, that's like three or four
episodes.
She would
like fat shame the girls in her church and stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Hers, though, she was definitely not good. This is not a pro whatever her name is thing.
Right, right.
But if I remember right, it was like 90% of that documentary. I was like, well, that's just like a bad church, not a cult leader. Right, that's right, just right. like a bad church leader.
But it was big. That church was big, though.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
There's a lot
but
of
but there was a few things like a kid ends up dying in it because she's like all about disciplining your kid and you know if they're not listening to you you just haven't disciplined them hard enough, that kind of theology. And so these parents that are listening to that, they end up like beating this kid and I think they put him in a box, which is weird. They put him in this box and they're like, you can come out when you have a better attitude, basically kind of a thing. But then they open the box later and the kid's dead.
Oops.
They're like, oh, I guess I disciplined him a little too hard. And the autopsy shows it was like from some blunt force. Probably, they say probably when they slammed the box down, hit him on the head. So that was, you know. And then the church has to like cover that up because they can't be.
You know, there's a prison gang.
It's crazy.
That their whole existence in prison, there was like, what are they called? It's a white gang. They're not really racist, but they are very much all white. Uh-huh. I don't know. That's what they say. They're not racist. They probably are racist. But
well, in prison, it's all about race most of the time.
Yeah, right? But they said that they don't have problems with other races, but they just, you know, they don't stick with white people. Yeah. You know,
but you know, the Hispanics stick with the Hispanics. Right, right. The blacks stick with the blacks.
But they're like. Their whole purpose and drive is just to, like, any pedophile that comes in is just smash on them every day.
Yeah. I don't think it's just them. I think it's, like...
Yeah, that's but
like
that's their... That's not, like, their calling.
They took
it. Yeah, they're just like, we'll do this. Don't worry.
Yeah.
You know? This one guy went in there. Well, they didn't know that his... He raped this girl or whatever, and they didn't know that his, like, brother-in-law's uncle or something was in there. Mm. And... They beat him up and then tattooed the girl's name across his forehead.
Ooh.
Yeah, so everybody would know that he was, yeah, some crazy stuff. Anyways, I don't know.
Yo, you heard about the Nickelodeon thing?
What's
I told
the
you about this.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The, there's a new.
This is just going to be like a Culture Corner drop.
Yeah, dude. This was about, what's it on? Hulu put, no, I'm sorry, HBO put out.
Does anybody watch HBO anymore?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Anyway, so they put out a doc about Nickelodeon, but it was about all the classic night. If you're a '90s kid, yeah, all the shows,
yeah, Double Dare.
Well, no, like Drake and Josh, iCarly, all of that kind of stuff.
Like the show, TV shows,
like the things that made Nickelodeon.
Yeah, yeah.
Nickelodeon.
I would argue that Double Dare and those type of game shows made Nickelodeon. Mm.
All right. Well, that's a different conversation.
That was maybe before the late 90s. I mean, early 90s.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm trying.
Anyway.
I'm thinking about
it. But so the guy that made all of these shows, his name's Dan Schneider.
Yep.
And he was the guy.
He made Double Dare.
That's what I'm saying. He made every good Nickelodeon show you ever saw.
Dan Schneider.
He was the guy. He's this big fat dude. So they make like a. It's like four or five episodes talking about the Nick stuff. And if it's five episodes, like three of them are basically Dan Schneider's a jerk, which is – I'm sure he was. But the whole reason I started watching it is because these other people that I know watched it and they're talking about how there was all these pedophiles and like molesting going on the set of all these shows. And I was like, oh, that sounds crazy. Sure, I'll watch the thing. But yeah, like 70% of the doc is just like Dan Schneider's mean. And I'm like, okay, I'm sure he's mean, but like, get to the molesting. I want to hear.
Oh my gosh.
I want to hear the stuff about the pedophiles on set. I want to hear about how he kind of made you feel bad. Like, so anyway, so there's a lot of the there's a couple different production assistants that were pedophiles, and they were like molesting some of these kid stars. And
but it wasn't him.
Wasn't him.
He was just like,
he's just a mean.
Just a mean guy.
A mean guy, bad boss. Makes some off color jokes sometimes. Not good. I'm sure he was bad. He was also probably on pills and stuff. They don't say that in there, but
yeah, but everyone was that.
They talk about like how he'd come in and have these crazy mood swings.
Probably cocaine.
Yeah, you go. Sounds like he was doing coke.
Yeah, because that was big in the 90s
for sure. Yeah. So you go, yeah, he's probably just like not the nicest guy, and then he's on drugs. So that's probably that. But that's like 70% of the doc. But I was like, yo, get to the molesting, like, dude. So like Drake Bell. So Drake Bell.
I want to know.
That's why we're here. I'm not here to be to listen to. Oh, so he was kind of mean.
So do you think they did it to like clear his name?
No. They're like, very anti Dan Schneider.
Like he was mean, but he wasn't like that mean.
He was probably pretty mean. But most of the things they were complaining about with him to me was like, well, that's like
a tough father.
That's like child. The things they were complaining about, they're like, oh, it messed up this kid. They got fired from the show, and he said some mean things. It's like, well, yeah, that's dumb. Like child acting. It's like if you don't want to deal with that, don't make your kid a child actor.
Speaking of child actors, that never.
That
comes
was
out.
Kind of my viewpoint on
that. Never comes
like 90% of it
on the other side of child acting, right?
They'd be like, "Yeah, I'm still dealing with the rejection because he said this to me, and then I didn't get that part on that show." And it's like, "Yeah, but what did you expect?" That was a lot of it. But then the other 30% is like, there's actually some pedophiles on there that were molesting people. Like Drake Bell got pretty bad, messed up by this one dude.
So. What child actor came out the other side that was just like, I'm normal?
There's got to be one, but I don't know. I couldn't think of it off the top of my head right now.
I mean, even the Paul brothers are kind of thrown off, you know?
Oh, dude, I'm pumped about this Mike Tyson fight. I think Tyson's going to take it.
I sure hope so, man.
I was initially kind of doing the whole, like my initial feelings was, look, Tyson's Tyson, but he's so much older. I don't know. It might not be bad, but.
Some of the videos they're releasing for Tyson, he looks good.
But you see that, and then you see Jake Paul. Is it Jake or Logan?
Jake.
You see Jake Paul fighting, and it's like, ah, dude. Like, he's not even in the same.
He doesn't have the hand speed. Like,
and Tyson's mad.
My thing is, can Tyson do it 3 or 4 rounds? I think
he's going to do it because he's mad, dude.
Yeah.
He's Mike Tyson, and he's mad at you, and so he's training his hardest.
You know, when he was on when Mike Tyson was on Rogan the first time, he was just like, yeah, man, you know, it's like, yeah, uh-huh. It's just life is good, man,
yeah, you know.
And then he's, you know, doing this thing, and, you know, Rogan asked him, like, would you ever fight again? He was just like, no, man, like, that's going to bring the monster out of me, man.
Yeah.
And the next time he comes, he's like, I'm going to kill somebody.
Yeah.
And then, because he was training for a fight, and, like, this demon comes out of him, like.
He's going to mess this guy up, I think.
You know, I don't.
But I also might just be buying into the propaganda because the Logan, the Paul boys, that's their whole thing. Is like get everybody to hate you, get everybody to think you're going to get destroyed, and then go get that money. Because the more people hate you, and the more people think you're going to get, they want to see you get beat up. You know, because you put all this provocative stuff up, talking about how you're the best. They want to see you get beat up, and so then they go watch the fight, and you know, so I'm. And so some of those clips that you see of them training, like, I don't know how much of that is him just being like, yeah, let me put up something where I don't look that good.
Right.
Get, you know, I might just be buying into propaganda. But yeah. I really, like everybody else, I want to see him get beat up by Mike Tyson. Who
and
doesn't?
And they're great athletes, both of them.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, they're doing good. They have everything that you need.
But you
they
got
have
a all... mad Mike Tyson
and that's the thing.
That wants to destroy you. I...
Mike Tyson is the scariest man.
Dude, you got a mad Mike. And they're not doing it in
Mike
some.
Mike Tyson told a reporter, I will eat your children.
Yeah, dude. He's like... And they're not, it's not like, so what the Paul dudes do a lot of times is they'll take like an MMA guy and be like, well, let's do a boxing match.
Right.
So they take him into like a different fighting style.
Right.
And so that it's a little more fair. But they're still doing a boxing match.
Now, this is the
they're
thing.
Not doing
they're
like a jiu-jitsu match with Mike.
Scariest man alive.
Yeah.
The
world champion at this thing, boxing, and you're going to challenge him in that thing, and now he's mad at you.
This is the thing. This is the guy that when he found out that that he wasn't going to win this fight. He just bit the dude's ear off.
That's what, dude, he's going to just, I'm telling you, he's going to destroy him. He goes,
I'm not
going to
win.
Yeah. At the very least, he's biting his ear off.
Like, did you see the MMA fight this weekend? The dude bit him in the shoulder and left this nasty, bro, like full, like teeth marks. And the dude's so crazy. It was this dude that was all tatted up. The dude's so crazy. He went straight to the tattoo shop and then
tat that, bro.
Yeah,
just to wear that, just to never forget that dude bit me. I guess biting's illegal in MMA.
No biting.
That's funny that that's a rule. I don't know why. It's just funny that they had to be like, and by the way, guys, you can't bite. Come on.
Like, to have to tell somebody.
We're gentlemen
they
here.
They tell you that in, like, preschool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no biting.
No biting.
You can't pull the hair. Or whatever. Stuff like that. That is kind of funny. They're trying to kill each other. They're like, but look, when you do it, don't bite him. only hit him here. Kind of funny. But yeah, I hope Mike Tyson. When is that Mike Tyson fight supposed to happen? I don't even know.
Soon. But let me look at it real quick. Yeah, but it's supposed to happen soon. I'm kind of excited for it.
Where are they airing it?
No.
I guess I got to go buy it, some kind of online ticket to it, huh?
J-Paul, undercover, see here.
Because we should definitely have a watch party for that. Yeah, I would watch that.
Yeah, we need
get some people.
The problem is, that's right. It's live on Netflix.
Ah, that's what it is.
That's because Netflix is launching their live streaming for sports with this July the 20th.
I've seen one or two live stream things there.
And it's always at Arlington. Wonder what Jake Paul has with Arlington.
I don't know.
AT&T Stadium.
I don't know.
He must have a deal with him over there.
Yeah. Anyway, is there anything you want to talk about before we wrap it up?
I don't think so. The song that I have for today.
You want to just end it on the song?
I don't know. It's
not the vibe. As the Gen Z vibe would say.
Yeah.
It ain't the vibe.
I don't feel.
It's not the vibe, fam.
I don't have no emoji for it or anything.
Yeah.
I just say we just
wrap it up.
We wrap it up.
Okay, well, thanks for listening, everybody.
Yeah.
We're going to try to be more consistent with these. Sorry, we keep having stuff come up.
Yeah, yeah.
But
it's mostly my fault if you just want to get right down to it.
Let's get down to it.
James is available.
I'm kind of the best ever.
He is. And he's always ready. And
I'm ready to do it.
And my schedule is just terrible.
Yeah.
So that's what it is. But...
We're doing it. We're still going. We're doing it.
All right. And we love you.
This is The Refuge Project.